Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1715, Stealth Wealth, Why This Millionaire Hides His Riches, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Stealth Wealth, Why This Millionaire Hides His Riches, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Stealth wealth is the practice of keeping your true wealth hidden from others, even friends and family members. And though the name might bring to mind mystery, espionage, and images of the Monopoly man dressed as a ninja, the practice is anything but that. Stealth wealth is the rich techie who wears hoodies instead of suits and forgoes a Ford Mustang for a Ford Fiesta. The millionaire CEO who would rather drink a cheap beer with her friends while watching a football game than Dom Perignon in a polo match. The college student who commiserates with his buddy's complaints about student loans while secretly owning a trust fund himself. So if you want to know exactly why someone practices stealth wealth, you're going to have to ask directly. That's hard, though, because by definition, those who practice stealth wealth aren't in the business of telling anyone about it. But this is IWT, and we're in the business of finding top performers and finding out what makes them tick. That's why we found a top performer who practices stealth wealth and got their insights on exactly why they do it, on the condition of anonymity, of course. Why this millionaire doctor practices stealth wealth? I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Erickson. Not his real name. Dr. Erickson is a millionaire, and he made his money through a combination of smart investing as well as a lucrative career as a medical professional. He's wealthy, but instead of driving a flashy sports car, he drives a minivan. A look into his financial situation by the numbers gives us an even more detailed look into how stealthy his wealth is. Stealth wealth by the numbers. Age, 41. Number of kids, 2 boys, ages 7 and 9. Number of cars, 2. A 2006 Chevy HHR and a 2008 Chrysler Town & Country. Number of homes, 2. A 4-bedroom house and a 2-bedroom lakefront cabin. Net worth, $3 million since early 2017. On the outside, it seems like he lives a typical Midwestern lifestyle. Wife and 2 kids, both of whom attend public school. 4-bedroom house as well as 2 cars that are both about a decade old, despite the fact that his net worth has recently topped $3 million. We embrace stealth wealth by driving average cars, living in a respectable and safe middle-class neighborhood, and doing normal things that normal people do, Dr. Erickson says. My wife is in a book club, I'm in a curling league, and our kids attend a great public school. We have neighborhood campfires, watch football, and drink quality craft and home-brewed beer. Why does he do this? Especially when considering he has enough money to live a high-end lifestyle without having to worry about paying bills or providing for his family. The social benefits of stealth wealth. Be honest with yourself. How often have you thought something to the effect of, he or she is rich, so they must be snobby. You have to be cutthroat in order to be wealthy. That person has a trust fund, so they must be spoiled. Without even realizing it. That's because there are invisible scripts, The assumptions that are so deeply embedded in our society that we don't even realize they guide our attitudes and behaviors surrounding wealth. There's an expectation that most people spend up to their income level, Dr. Erickson says. When I pull up in my 06 Chevy, people who know that I'm a doctor probably think something's not quite right. Personally, I don't care much what I drive, but apparently I'm supposed to, end quote. And even if you got wealthy unexpectedly, like lottery winners or people who inherited money, you're still faced with the same social pressures. Can you imagine what it's like for a lottery winner? Dr. Erickson asks. Quote, you'd feel bad not picking up the tab and helping and supporting family and friends, but when and where does it stop? How do you know who your real friends are? The money would be nice, but you'd be in a very trying place socially, end quote. People in a place of wealth have the opportunity to leverage these scripts, though. By being aware of them, they can mask their finances accordingly through stealth wealth, like Dr. Erickson does. The more powerful social benefit of stealth wealth for me is approachability, he says. I live in a rural area. If I drove a Maserati and lived in a 6,000 square foot estate, people might see me differently and not favorably. I think most of the people I hang around respect the fact that I don't flaunt my wealth, if they even realize I have any, end quote. For Dr. Erickson, he doesn't really care if you do want to flash your wealth, though he doesn't think that necessarily means you're any better for it. I do my best not to be judgmental, he says. Still, it's hard not to wonder if someone with a similar career who spends four times what I do is four times happier, end quote. Why practice stealth wealth? It's not like our doctor lives a miserly life, tucking his money away under his mattress and picking up every penny he finds. He says, quote, we're not the type of people to turn down an invitation because of the cost. We're not stealthy or stingy when it comes to traveling. We took a family vacation to Paris and Iceland this spring. In November, the four of us will be immersed in the Spanish language, attending a language school in a Spanish-speaking country, end quote. A few things. He has the flexibility to spend time with his family. They frequently travel and enrich their lives with new experiences. And he's doing exactly what he wants because he's not tied down to anything. What does this tell you? Answer, he's living a rich life. Because he's a top performer and he worked hard to get his finances in order, he's now living the life he wants to. He doesn't have the fancy cars, the huge homes, and the caviar with every meal because that's not what a rich life means to him. If that's what it means to you, great, we have systems to get you there. But for this millionaire, all he needs is his time to spend with his family and financial stability. How do I get started with stealth wealth? If you want to flaunt your wealth, flaunt the hell out of it. But if you want to start living a little bit more modestly for any reason, like you're pursuing financial independence or you want to avoid the societal pressures, Dr. Erickson has a few good suggestions for you. Quote, it's best not to live a flashy lifestyle in the first place. If you haven't started displaying the trappings of your wealth, great, keep doing what you're doing and upgrade slowly and prudently. If you're living the high life and want to hop off that roller coaster, you may need a fresh start. When you change jobs, and especially when you move to a new location, it's pretty easy to reinvent yourself. Decide why you want to live a more stealth wealth lifestyle, define some financial goals, and start living like your neighborhood accountant, school teacher, middle manager, or stealthy physician. Drive a Chevy or a Honda. Buy or rent in a place that's nice, but not ostentatious. Belly up for a burger and a beer. The stealth part is easy. The wealth part takes more work, end quote. And the best part of stealth wealth? You're not committing yourself to a thing. If you see a nice pair of shoes you really want, you can buy them. Maybe those first-class airline tickets to Paris are calling your name. What if you want to buy an honest-to-God helicopter and have enough money? Go for it. It's always okay to take the stealth from your wealth, Dr. Erickson says. Quote, you don't need my permission or anyone else's. It's your life. He continues, you may find that major upgrades that showcase your wealth can introduce you to different social circles. The result could be quite positive, particularly if exposure to an upper crust clientele would be good for your career or business in some way. You just listened to the post titled Stealth Wealth, Why This Millionaire Hides His Riches by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This post reminded me a little bit of the book, The Millionaire Next Door. I liked that book. It demonstrated that most millionaires are not living the lap of luxury like we may imagine. They live below their means, and they don't flaunt their wealth with material possessions. I think there's a distinct difference in being rich versus being wealthy, though most people use those words interchangeably. When I imagine a rich person, I think of someone with a high income that spends their money on stuff. When I think of a wealthy person, I think of someone who uses whatever income they have to buy assets, not stuff. Assets are things like stocks, bonds, real estate, and businesses. Anything that can allow your money to make more money. Wealthy people recognize that money can be put to work, and that is going to provide more security and peace of mind in the long run. The more time I spend around people who have reached financial independence and have the kind of wealth where they can do whatever they want, the more I realize how immune they are to this kind of posturing with fancy-looking stuff. Wealth doesn't look like luxury on the outside a lot of the time. It looks like money in the bank, and most millionaires in the US aren't flashy about it. You'd really never know by looking at them. Just take someone like Warren Buffett. The man is worth something like $84 billion, and yet he still lives in the same house he bought for $31,000 in 1958. Talk about living below your means. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.